Okay. I think we've tried to present with the maximum clarity I'm capable of the inner shliach of our bearing. That's now. And Tosus Mahalach is a very unique Mahalach. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Aruch is Dochet. But Tosus is coming to explain Rashi. And essentially, you have four Pshatim in the Sugya. You have first Pshat and Rashi together with the Raivi. That's the Kinyan of Hischayev. And the Ravid, but implicit in the Ravid is a very important idea. That he says, you can't have, why is he Docha Rashi? He's Docha Rashi. Second Pshat Rashi in Tosus. Because you can't have a chiyuv onsen without kinyan egneva. You can't have kinyan egneva without a kinyan to get the kinyan egneva. So there's a kinyan hischayev, and then there are kinyan egneva. And the ganef, the shomer, the kohen, the balchov, can I give this gun of kinyan egneva at all? And therefore, gun of can't be chayv without kinyan egneva. Gets a magbim mitzvah chaver upon a chaver or not. But underneath the whole Ravid's kasha, why he has to reject this, is he says, a shomer is a kinyan that's chayv. Well, we're talking about shomer in general. I, Kinyan Lischayev, can't be turned into a Kinyan Gneva. Kinyan Gneva has to be getting Kinyanim. And who's getting the Kinyanim? Kinyanim, the Ganav gets the Kinyanim? No. No, Magbiya Matzil Chaber Kinyan Chaber. It doesn't work. Okay. But this is underneath. Okay. If you take a look, Tosis, so. If you want to finish the entire sugya, there are two important shachs, or the shach tanyas, there's no problem. Of both the shaleach, in the case of a shaleach and a shliach, both can be chayav and onsen. Shach. And there's a whole how to deal with the sma, etc. If both are chayav and onsen, going to the shach, so then what happens? All these are going to be ideas we're going to come back to and come back to and come back to. And so apparently, you can't both have kinyanik neva, the mashalech and the shliach. If I set you up to be a ganev, so, Mashalech and Shlech are both chayiv according to Tosus. So, but you can't have both kinyanik neiv. Who's going to be kona b'shinu? That's the bottom line. Who's going to be kona b'shinu? You can't have both been kona b'shinu. Shnei bo me'elav. I said, no, you separate the chiyuv onsen from the kinyanim. In walks the Nesivis. Beishtari Beis, hey, this has a very interesting idea. According to Tosis, the Mashaleach is Chayiv, only the Mashaleach is Chayiv, and only he, and you can't have Chiyuv without Kinyan Egneva, so he gets Kinyan Egneva. Why? He didn't do anything. No. And that depends, which we'll see as we go, as we'll get into it, basically. Subsequent sugyas, The moment the Torah's b'chayu, the onset the Torah puts it in your rishus without any, you didn't have to do a kinyan. The Torah ukma rachmona b'shus. Torah gives you a present, kinyanik neighbor. So, you didn't do a kinyan, you didn't have kavana liknos, nothing. Okay. And these are the ideas that are implicit in a lot of things. I can spend the next month going through all the shachs and all these close on the service. And what are they? They're busy revolving around one idea. These ideas are going to emerge from sugyas as we go through. The interrelationship between kinyan egneva, chiyuv onsen, the kinyan, etc. Everyone is of the opinion that you need a kinyan to be a ganav. That's not a question. That's not a question. You need a kinyan. Now, if you need a kinyan to be a ganav, so the question is, what about kavana? And the pashtus is, from everyone, you certainly need kavana. If I think this thing belongs to me, there's no question, I'm not a ganav. I think I'm not. The question is as follows. What is the kavana that's necessary? In Kenyan, the machok is between the Ri and the Rambam on one side, the Ritzva and our Torah on the other side. Is it Kenyan lahafkia, Kenyan lahachnas? Just, what do you need? Just to take it. But kavana l'chori, you need kavana lahafkia ulahachnas. That's why Yerushalmi says it. When I take this thing, these sheep and goats and cows and chickens or whatever out, I do a mashiach, I chase them out and with the intention of getting lost. Wait a second. Intention of getting lost. So I didn't have a kinyan that I want to bring it into my rishus. I have a kinyan I want, so I have to. So now, you have a very interesting situation. Just pointing out a lot of things we've discussed, just given maskonis, and some of the things we've explained. So, we have a two-step kavonah. Kavonah is one of three things. That is very clear, Reb Chaim points out. La hafkia ulahachnis. But I'm a gazman according to, and the machlokes we show him, do I actually have to do the lahachnas or only kavana afkia lahachnas? But I certainly have to have kavana, maybe kavana for two steps, and I'm already a gan of gazman at step one. Kavana lahazik, then I have to do a kinyan plus an actual hazik. I have to actually do both steps. And then Gzeilas Tashmishim. Now, what about Gzeilas Tashmishim? Well, I have to do a Kenyan, but Mara says so, but it's not the Hafkia from the Bailam. What do I want to be Mafkia from them? Only the Tashmishim. What do I want to take? I take your car, I don't want to make it my car. I just want to be a, I take your car, I want to drive around in it for a day. If I take your car, I want to drive around in it for a day and give it back to you. So what am I? I am a shalomidas. So what is my kavanah gzela on tashmishim? What's the halacha? And the halacha is that I become a gazim, chayav onsen. Whether I'm going to be Kona B'Shinu or not, that's a sugya you'll get to Daf Tzadei Zayin in Hagolz and Leitzin. Or you just get Chiyuv Onsen or actually Kenyanim. Are the two interrelated or not? So that you get a, there's a very, the Ravid L'Shitasa, and here, Reb Chaim, in the last article in Shir Ben Chaim HaLevi, quotes the Ravid. You don't get Kenyoneta, you don't get Kona Bishinui. Unfortunately, he just had half the rivet, as it appears in Shittim Ubetz, and didn't have the full rivet. When you see the full rivet, in Chedushin rivet, you see the rivet brings two Shittis, and he says the Yikir is, you are Kona Bishinui, because you, according to the rivet, you don't have Chiyavonsin without a Kenyoneta. I had no Kavonis Kenyon, I had Kavonis. I just have to have Kona Gzela. It's not that I get that which I was interested in being Kona. These are the ideas that we've seen so far. And during the next number of months, we're going to take these ideas and see sugyas that help us define it and explain it in a much deeper way. But this is that I wanted to begin here. This is an introduction to a lot of ideas. Now, Tosus makes one point here. When Tikna Mashiach Habasham. Now, here there's a machlokas between Arishonim and the Ritva. Extracurricular activity. For those of you who didn't see it last year in Hamafkit and Ashoel, the Ritva in two places. Here in Bav Metzi, that's at a test, and in Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin. Ritva says there is no such thing as kinyone tashmish. No. How does the Rambam define it? The Rambam is very clear. Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Hilchos Shaila Pikud. Very, very clear. Just like in Kona Gufla Peros, kinyone tashmish, what? I get a schus in this object. If I do, by doing a kinyan on it, get a schus in this object, and I get rights to use it. It's a bailus I have kinyan. There is a kinyan. And therefore the Rambam says you cannot change your mind. If I say yes, you can, I'm lending you my car for a week and you do a kinyan on the car, so you now have all usages, rights to use that for a week. I say I change my mind. No, you have kinyonim. And those kinyonim, that's what the kinyonim are about. Can't change my mind. And all Rishonim seem to agree with that. The Ritva is the day Yechida, name of the Ra'ot. It's just they get a schus to use it, and no kinyonim. Meshicha makes no sense to Shaila. Makes no sense, because there are no kinyonim. Meshicha means I take something from your rishus, I bring it into my rishus. When I'm talking about ownership on the Guf HaDover, it says, what about Dekala Peros? Ritva says, no. Dekala Peros, the Peros are inside the Dekal. Those of you who learned Dover Shalabolon last year, in the beginning of Hamafkin, learned that idea. That the Peros, so therefore it's inside the tree. The apples are inside the tree. That's why I can make a kinyan of the gufla pavers. But using your car, it's not a kinyan of the gufado, it's a schustashmish. Therefore, Meshicha makes absolutely no sense. Since Meshicha makes no sense, so what is it talking about? Takana drabana to protect people, to do something definitive so people don't change their minds. Now, Takana drabana, but don't think that it means Meshicha. Tosus and other Rishonim say no. Take the Mashiach of Shamrim. So Tosus split Shamrim into two aspects. There's a Kenyan Hisraiv and a Kenyan Liknos. Kenyan Hisraiv and a Kenyan Liknos. What's the difference? I can the Mafkit, the Mashal, the Masket change his mind. If you get kinyonim, kinyonim are there. Tarsus talks in terms of the marshal and the masker. And what's the raya tiknu mashicha b'shamrim? It's a kinyon the hischayiv, it doesn't turn you into a ganav. It's a kinyon to give, the kinyon is to get kinyone, shmiro kinyone tashus, it can turn you into a ganav. Tiknu mashicha b'shamrim, so says Tosus as follows. The fact that you need a kinyan of Hischayev, that's clear. That's clear. Otherwise, why are you chayev? You're not chayev without a kinyan. Elamai. So what is Tikno Mashiach B'Sharm? And what's the Gemara say? Tikno Mashiach B'Sharm. Oh, to get you have Kinyonim in the Gufa Dovor Letashmish. And it's a Kinyon Liknos. That can turn you into a Ganev. Even though, yes. What? Because I did a Kenyan. What is Gneva? Let's go back to the beginning. Gneva is a Kenyan. The Hafkia Ula Hachnas. And therefore I have to have a Kavona for Kenyan. The Hafkia Ula Hachnas. Tosa says that above. The Kenyan is the Hafkia Ula Hachnas. What it take no mashicha b'sharmer? If it's just a kinyan lehischayev, it doesn't become gneiva. It's not lahafki or lahachnas. But if it is, let's take tos as shoal and sochel again. It is lahafki or lahachnas. What? And I thought it's lahafki or lahachnas for the purpose of shailen zchiras. And a chanami, it turns out, what am I doing according to Tos? Just why is it a gneva? I did it a hafkia, lahachnas. Reality, what do? I want to hold on to it. So, lahafkia, lahachnas is easy. A shayla is lahafkia, lahachnas. I get the kinyonim, they become mine. But the Mishnah is talking about not only a shoal and a socher, it's talking even about a Shomer Chinam. So what does the Shomer Chinam want to do? He wants to take this object. He's just a Kenyan in the Hafkil Lahachnas, and his Kavon is to hold on to it for whom? For the Ganav. So the king. So Alpidin, who is the Shomer? Where does the Chiyav Hashava go to? The person who gave it to me. The situation I got it in. That Reb Chaim points out from Mona Shlishi. But who am I thinking about? I'm thinking about the Ganav. So I did a king lafki lahachnas and I'm holding on to it for whom? For the Ganav. That's neva. But if it's just a king in his chayiv, it doesn't become gneva, says Tosis. That's the main point that Tosis makes here. A very key and critical point. Now, what would be if we don't believe that Tosa says, other Rishonim say, a Shomer lehischayev does not need a Meshicha, right? Histalkus, that is Tosa's Bar Metzia Daf Tzadei Tes. Yeah, but what is Tikna Meshicha B'Shomer? But Histalkus gives me Chiyuvim, doesn't give me Kinyanim. If I want to become a ganev, what do I have to have? I have to do get kinyonim. Now that's however you learn the first part of Tosis, but tikna b'shicha b'sharmim is lema'edabe, to change your mind. Oh, because I need kinyonim. Now, my dear man. According to Tosis and Bar Metzia Tzadei Tes, if I do get what? A very big difference in Tosis. What does Tosis and Bar Metzia say? Tosis and Bar Metzia says a very simple thing. Chiyuve Shmira can be done without Kinyon Shmira. Right? I don't do it. Why? His doctor's enough. Can you change your mind? That I need king on him. And here, however I get, but in order to be a ganev, I had to do king yel hafki yel hachnas. Right? In order to have king yel hafki yel hachnas, what did I do? I do a mashiach. And that gives me king yon eshmira. King yon eshayla, king yon eshchiras. This is, now, we turn the page. It's a big page here. We had Ayin Tesham, now we turn the page. The words, Shchivas Metal, Metal, and Bnei Shtorin, and who? Okay, that's a whole arichas. Why not? Because most, if you take a look in Rishonim, who's talk about it, just mention the ideas. Okay. The Rajba says why? No, because Torah just talks in terms of Shtar by Karka. Other Rishonim give a svara for this Sakasa. Why am I koneh something with a shtar? What is a shtar all about? Shtar is about I give you a raya that a certain thing is yours. You're holding on to a raya that it belongs to you. By giving you a raya that it belongs to you, so it belongs. I make it belong to you. In karka, I can define exactly what I'm talking about. There's a piece of land here, 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 and here. It's there. If I want to sell you this table and I give you a shtar, so the shtar doesn't prove this table belongs to another table, etc. What about somehow a shtar and some unique object? We have a valuable Rembrandt painting. That an expert will be able to tell you it's a fake and not a fake. That's a whole Inyan Rishonim. According to the Rajva's example, it's a concept. If you say, because otherwise I can't give you a raya, the question is, since is it therefore you can give a raya, maybe a shtar, or no. Since generally a metalton I can't, so therefore there's no kinyan shtar metalton. The whole area, not, okay. Tzchiras karka is, there is a kinyan, a what? Now, let's get back to Gneva Gzeva. Omra Belosa. Ra'u Shehitman Bechorshin. What's the story? Shehitman Biyar, this Ganev, hid himself. These, he has sheep, goats, cows, grazing in a forest. It's a forest with a lot of greenery there, but it's a place you can hide behind the trees. Shinima Biyar, Lignov Lebehemos Hora O Shama. Vetava Chumocha. Meshalem Tashlume Arvo Chamish. Amai. Nor asks the kasha v'ha lo mashach, you don't become a ganav because you didn't do a kinyan, right? The Gemara is coming off the same thing. You don't become a ganav without a kinyan. Now, for instance, I'll give you two chuvas harosh. There was a woman who wanted, she was engaged, was about to break off the engagement. Okay. She got into a fight with the shver. Okay, we're about to break off engagement. So she went up to the second floor of the house where all the valuables were. She had her brother downstairs. The brother down, and she threw the stuff into a neighbor's yard where the brother was there. The brother picked the stuff up and ran and hid it in place X wherever. Okay. Story. Who's the ganav? Okay. So the Rosh says like this. She did a hagbah to throw it out of the window, and she had to pick it up. Oh, she did a hagbah. He says the Mishnah that I tell some aleph. She did a hagbah. Now the halacha of gonim and aganif, but no, gonim and aganif means I want to take it away from the owner. But the, she already did a kinyan, got her kinyanic neighbor. And the brother didn't want to take it away, wanted it to stay with the sister. He's just taking some far away for the sister. Rosh says the brother's not a ganav. He tells him to do it. But if gonim and a ganav, a lokech and a ganav, he wants to take it away, the ganav will make it his. But here, there's no, but he ain't a chanami. He took her off the ground in the neighbor's yard. Standing in the neighbor's yard, took it up the ground, but he had no kavon, he had no kavonas knevel, no kavonas lakicha, anything. It already was taken away from the prospective father-in-law. He's not a ganav, he's just a bad guy. She's chayv. What? Another rush. Okay, now. Another case. All these are family fights. He's all his cases are family fights. This woman knows where her husband hides his hides something valuable, and she goes into the room where it is, and she picks it up, but it's very heavy. Then she needs someone to help her carry it out and go wherever they're going. So, in that case, she did the kinyan. It's in her hands. He's just helping her because it's too heavy for her to move. He's holding on with her. It's not a kinyan. But if it's too heavy for her to pick up by herself, then already they're jointly doing the kinyan. The idea in everything, you first ask yourself a basic question. And it holds the truest Hiroshim similar, and all, you know, they're sitting all these family fights and someone's taking property away. So the bottom line is the bottom line. You do the kinyan in your rishus. And you'll have come on it to take it and bring it into your rishus. You're the ganav. You're the ganav. Now, here, the Gemara says, he's in the forest. And these animals are grazing. And so what does he do? If he just goes up and shechts the animal, no, he's not a ganav. He has to first do a mashiach. Mor says, v'cholo moshach, he didn't do a kenyan. If he just walks up and shechs the animal, he's a mazik, he's not a rechayev v'al v'hei. V'cholo moshach. Says the Gemara, Amar v'chiz, sheki shebamakam. He hit it, what? He moved it from place to place. Did a mashiach. One thing you see from here, this is that somehow in this forest doing a mashiach, he hid it from one place and to another place in the forest. That's considered a mashiach. That has to be understood, number one. Number two, Amri, the cave in the Rahu Gazdan, who saw him? Now we're getting into the difference between a ganav and a gaz. When it came to Ruhu v'lo dome v'lo ganav b'fnei shnayim. Lo'azam avogav d'chozul le'shar min shi lo mistapi minayhu. The meima oma lo minayhu shkil namidi. Avo chor shemir l'kolhu. Lo yoda d'manihu. Hach behema v'kevin lo mistapi mikula alma gazlinu. Now the question is as follows. Who am I afraid of? So Rashi introduces in the definition of ganav and gazlan, am I afraid of somebody? I'm not afraid of anybody. He says, so let's read again Rashi. Lo doma laganav b'fnei shnayim. Rashi comes up, wait a second. In order to be chayav keifa, I need edim on the gneva. So the moment I have edim on the gneva, it's a public thing. Two people saw it. So how am I ever ganav? If ganav means I do it when no one looking, so you never have a chayav keifa dal v'hei, you never have edim on it. Rashi says, "Lo damu leganav b'fnei shnayim. To hotzim, agav the chotzu leisharin shi. Other, lo mistabim now. He's not afraid of these people. Why? The meimam lo minav shikilna. They're not going to stand up and prevent me from doing it. And therefore, if edim see it, it's not enough. O horshin mir lekolhi. It's a public area." Well, yada demandihu hach behema. The cave in the low, me stopping me, kula almo gazlan. I'm not afraid of anybody. It's a gazlan. Cave in the mitmer minaihu ganafu. What does it mean? So toast gas kloma sh osiv mokum goloi will domba lagona babayas obachotza. Tosis defines it differently than Rashi does. See how Tosis defines it. Who's a gan of a gas? I do it in public or I did it in private. It's not who see and who are afraid of. See what Tosis says. We'll see what the other Rishonim say. The mitmer minayu, that God of, I'm afraid, I'm hiding from people. I'm hiding behind a tree, not to walk in public and do it. I'm hiding behind a tree, I go, I take it, and I run away with it. Now, El Gazan Hechidomi, Amr Ababohu, Kugon Benayahu Ben Yehuda, Ayigulof Hanis Miyadam Itzri Gazan, I go up someone, I take something straight away. Rabbi Yochanan Makay could go on Balashchem, Shinema by Sumilo Balashchem, Ma'arvim al Roshe Hor, by Yuzakor Shiva. Rabbi Bohu, time alone by Hayamal came in the Mitmeri at Muri, Logazan and Ninu, says Tulsa. Mando Omer Vahakones, the Rabbi Yochanan, list the Mezuyim, came in with me, and she got a fool. Okay. So Gemara, there's a whole Gemara we have to see now. Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph in Baba Kama. Yeah? I walk in with a gun. I'm a gun of Ragazan. Why do I walk in with a gun? Because I'm afraid. Came the meet me and she got it. It's for a high time. The man of Magazin who Rabbi Yochanan Lo Tzorich for a high time a claw. So what the Gemara has here, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, the list of the Zuyim, it's a Ganav, it's a Gazin. List of the Zuyim, last line. Came with me and she got it. It's got it. Let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it in a very strange way. We're trying to define now the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. That's our goal. See how Rishonim understood the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. Gnev, Rambam Perkavo. Ezahu ganav. Who's a ganav? Zahalokeach momon odom besese ve'ein habaylim yodim. The owners don't know about it. To go, poche yodol tokis chaver or pickpocket. I mean, they can have edim, but as long as the owner doesn't know, ולוקח מאוסו ואין הבעלם רון כל קיוק, אבל אם לוקח בגולי בפהס שבחוזק יד, he says, if I did it in public, and I took it forcefully from him, and zegana belagaz lefikoch listen mezuyim, because of that, Shaganov, Eno Gazlan Eleganov. Ava Pisha Bailim Yodim Beshor Shaganov. But if I go up to an alt to someone with a gun, give me your wallet. If I go up, give me your wallet, I grab your wallet, I'm a Gazlan. I go up with a gun, give me your wallet. Says I'm a Ganov. Why? Why do I go in with a gun? I'm afraid. Oh. If I take it straight from his hand, I'm not afraid of him. If I go with a gun, means I am afraid of him. I have to protect myself. Oh. So the Rambam seems to say, and it's a very interesting way, the Raiva jumps up here. It's a long Raiva, and it's a long Maggid Mishnah. Question is to define what is a ganav and a gazlan. The Gemara seems to say, a very simple thing, yeah. That if you're afraid, you're a ganav. And that's what Tosa says. Lamando Amar Komis Drel Rabiok and listen to Zoom came in the mid minch and got it. Shall a high time, Lamando Amar Gazan, who Rabiok and will serve a high time of clock. Now, here we have to. So, I made a shambling letter. So, what I wanted to focus on is to be shown him here. And the idea is a very important Rambam Rivet. Both in Hilchos Gneiva and Hilchos Gzela. Hilchos Gzela, when the Rambam defines what a gazlan is, is that who gozel? Who's a gozel? Zalokeach mamon odom b'chazoka. Tigon shechotaf metalim b'yod. He doesn't say the words begoli. Shenichnas reshuso shelo bartzim b'ailim. I walked into your house without permission, but not a kelim isham. Oh, she talk about avodah v'amtov nishtamishpan. Oh, she yorah tol sadeh. I kicked you out of your field. Oh, and I ate pavers. Holkoyotzev zehu agozel. Shenema v'ayigzu asachanis miyad ha-mitzvah. And there is a nice lecha mishneya. So, okay. Mitz assembly netter. So that's the before we go back to Samach Beis on the base. Then, when we go back to Samach Beis on the base, what we'll do is as follows: just outline everything we're doing. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. There is three important tosas. Yotzu Karkos, Yotzu Shtoros, Rehu Omer Rachman. Three important tosas in there. And then the Gemara goes on all sorts of drushes back and forth. We're talking about Zeles Karka, Zeles Storos, and Zeles Hektish. And then we jump to Umar Samachay Omer Aleph, Omer Rav, Karak, and Shikon. That's what we'll be doing. But before we do that, I want to focus and define exactly what a Ganav is and what a Gazlan is.